Good morning and namaste. Welcome to the official first episode of Flesh Wound Juniors. I am Pugs Dread. I'm here with my buddy Todd Loya.
What's up, Pugs? How you doing?
Hold on.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Oh.
Hi, kids!
It's Creepy Uncle Dan!
Hi, Creepy Uncle Dan! Medical Adventure!
All right. From the depths of hell, it's Creepy Uncle Dan.
From the depths of heck. The depths of heck.
My
That's
bad.
Right. Don't use any salty language, you mother.
You should bleep it. I think it'd be funny that way. Like South Park.
This is why he's supposed to be 100 feet away from this episode.
My bad.
I'll put a dollar in the jar, kids.
Oh, you know what? My swear jar is almost full. So, Uncle Creepy Nan, take it easy. All right, you've been warned.
I always do.
All right. So,
what did we pick for this week's episode? Or this brand new episode?
It's Halloween, so I think it should be something a little spooky, right?
Makes sense.
Yay!
Creepy Uncle Dan, since you're here, do you want to introduce what we watched?
Absolutely. We watched Happy Halloween Scooby-Doo from director Maxwell Adams. And this one follows Scooby-Doo and Shaggy's favorite holiday is upon us. With fake monsters and candy galore, Halloween heaven for these hungry foodies going door to door. But this year, their sweet holiday turns sour when the neighborhood pumpkin patch is infected by toxic ooze, creating flying jack-o'-lanterns and a king-size pumpkin leader squashing everything in his path. It's up to Scooby-Doo and the gang as they team up with Bill Nye the Science Guy and Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, to solve the mystery. There you go. Making it exciting for the children.
Too scary. That's what my kid would do if he saw this. You know, first, before we like talk about it,
I'm wholesome.
You're not coming around my kid. It's the first Scooby-Doo that's like actually like first Halloween Scooby-Doo movie. It's kind of weird that it's been around all this time. Yeah. I think there was an earlier one that had like a little brief bit at Halloween at the beginning. I one of the 90s movies, but yeah, first one like this, and it does kind of follow the last one though. I don't know if everyone's seen it, but Elvira does pop up in the previous one, basically just doing her little movie macabre bit on the TV, so
which is very, very enjoyable.
Yes,
shall we get right into it?
Yeah, let's get
carving
right
this pumpkin.
Let's go.
So, I actually, there's a character that pops up in the beginning that is from another franchise that I love all too much. Scarecrow from the Batman.
Yeah.
I already lost my mind. I was like, this is awesome. Is Batman going to show up?
I know. When I heard the Arkham Asylum, I was like, oh shit, Bugs is going nuts.
So I got really excited, and then it's like super Scarecrow, and then it's actually Jonathan Crane. So I was like, yes! I hope Batman shows up. Don't hold your breath, kids. He may or may not, but either way, it's cool. I love pumpkins and these jack-o'-lanterns. They're like, it's like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Big old pumpkin with big old mouths and these like flying jellyfish type things. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. And Elvira, come on.
Yeah. And she had a really big part. I mean, I'm kind of older than, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy, but I'm sure that's like closer to you guys. Yeah. Like if it was Mr. Wizard, I would have popped, but
old man.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Yeah, then Dan would have popped. Yeah. I didn't know Kate Micucci took over the Velma voice, which actually works. She does really good. And supposedly this is our last Matthew Lillard one, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, your boy took his part.
Yeah, that sucks. But I like Micucci. I like Lillard.
Who's Forte will do good.
What's his name from the movie?
Will Forte.
Thank you.
Oh. So was this shot before? Because wasn't
This was done before. This was the last thing he did. Matthew Lillard like specifically mentioned that he hasn't been asked back or anything. So.
Oh.
But he pulled over Will Forte.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Forte, I'm sure, does a great job. He
has an okay job.
Well, it's hard to replace somebody like that.
You know what? If Matthew Lillard can replace Casey Kasem, it's possible. But right now, Will Forte is going to have to grow on me.
Yeah, Lillard actually talked to my nephew in the Shaggy voice. He's a cool dude to meet. He had a whole conversation with him. So Lillard's a cool dude. I'm sure Forte is as well. So obviously I haven't watched a lot of the recent Scooby-Doos, but I've watched a handful in recent years with my nieces and nephews. So I'm not completely unfamiliar with stuff they've done in recent years. I have to say, this was pretty awesome. Actually, it's action packed, perfect for Halloween. I mean, even this one, I think there's a lot of enjoyment by adults as well. I mean, you got Elvira, you've got Bill Nye, you know, so obviously there's an effort to draw in the parents that were Scooby-Doo fans beforehand.
And they got to watch it with them. So,
I mean, yeah. He goes back to 68, so there's a lot of generations who like Scooby-Doo. There was a midpoint, I want to say the 2000s, where some of the movies just weren't good. That's actually the point I'm at as I've been revisiting them.
I like the live action ones.
No, I wasn't talking about the live action ones. I'm talking about the animated ones from the early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably couldn't place those.
Scooby Doo and like the samurai sword or something. I don't know. There's some weird ones.
But yeah, man. I mean, and then the Mad Max Fury Road style chase was really cool.
Yeah, I was like, wow, we're really just like doing this.
Yeah, they went for it.
Yeah,
my kid was glued to the screen.
You should show him Mad Max
Fury Road. Oh my God, he's been loving the car chases. Like wow, what was the one? Gone in 60 Seconds, not the Nicolas Cage one. Calm down. But my cousin had it on. He was just watching the cars and stuff. So that's a good one.
Well, that's cool. And then kind of know what to show him. Yeah. And then some of the in jokes too, like Velma, this is the dumbest monster ever. it has a sense of humor about itself. And yeah,
I'm going to say this real quick. I thought Dan was going to be not happy.
Really? Why?
Because she was a little too modern with her language. I thought Dan was going to get mad.
I noticed it. It wasn't a huge deal for me, but yeah, she did feel a little different. But
Again, it depends when the last time you watch. Because if you watch it, they kind of stay current kids. They don't like still talk. I mean, yeah, you still get like some words from Shaggy and stuff that are technically out of place now.
Yeah, you got to keep Zoinks and
yeah.
You know, a few things like that. But no, the most important thing is this makes you feel like Halloween. Yes. So
I have no problem that being my first my first October watch was this one.
Yes. Yeah. As a single guy in my 30s, I don't know how much my opinion matters. I don't have kids, but I actually had a really good time with this. I wouldn't have had any issues watching it. Even if we weren't
reviewing. Oh my God, real quick, my note. The Fred splaining, I was dying.
Oh, yeah. That was like 1 second where I was like,
oh, I love that. Of course, because Dan's always white splaining.
So. I was going to say, and then we have to do that to him all the time.
Yeah. But no, I really dug it. I really did. If you haven't watched it in a while, or if you've been disappointed by recent movies, I think it's fair to say, check this out. Yeah. Watch it with the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown and, all the Treehouse of Horrors, which you, of course, can listen, watch those episodes as well that we're doing. And, make it new Halloween tradition.
Well, let me ask you guys, okay, since we're Scooby-Doo, we should probably rate it first. I mean, what else do we have to say about the I don't think there's really spoilers on this one. Are we going to tell who got unmasked? No, I don't think we need to. But I do want to, I like the whole through line with Daphne and Elvira and switching the outfits.
That was fun. It had Jonathan Crane, Scarecrow, giant pumpkins, or giant jack-o'-lanterns. I was very, very happy with this. The only thing that could have made it better was a certain cameo. But by then, it was just cherry on top. It was a fun time.
With Elvira in it, I wish the villain at the end had been Vampyra. That would have been cool.
That would have confused the kids. They're going to look almost exactly the same. Why is Elvira 2 doing that?
We read out of 5. What say you, creepy Uncle Dan?
I give it, wholesome Uncle Dan gives it a 4.5. I really dug it.
I did not expect you to have the exact same rating as me at all.
You get 4.5 across the board because that's where I'm at. Half point minus for something that's missing.
But, well, since we're talking Scooby-Doo, what do you guys like some of your favorite Scooby-Doo, like from the franchise that you've seen?
When they meet Batman, for sure. I love that one. They're fighting the Joker. And yeah.
Have you seen the newer one?
I have not. I have it ready to go, though.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about it on a future episode. So.
I really want to talk about the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. Because there's the original, I want to say, 80 series where it's 12 or 13 episodes. And then they have the 13th Ghost in the movie that came out last year. So
I think they didn't. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say spoiler because they don't ever catch the 13th ghost until I don't know if they do in the movie, but so. All
right, I'm in.
So I have a question that I think is interesting. Since we have Elvira in this, what horror figure would you want to most see in a Scooby-Doo story?
Most see or most fit?
Who you would most want to see? You can make your own rules there.
Rob Zombie.
That would because I actually really like the celebrity guest ones, the Batman and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know they're doing that again. It's called Guess Who Scooby Doo.
Oh,
I can tell you who's been on it and see if you guys think. But go ahead, Dan. Who are you?
Kevin Gage from Chaos. Just because I want the reaction of Scooby-Doo going, uh-oh.
You know who I'm picking. Is it even a question? And no, he's not on your shirt.
He's not. He's not the great David Hess.
It's Frank Zito.
Yeah. he kidnaps Daphne. Oh, yes.
All right, Pugs, what do you have? Now you know what you got to beat.
Maniac.
Oh, I really just want Rob Zombie because, they can all go to this concert and then they reveal Sherry Moon is the bad guy, because she is. So, yeah. Oh, and you know, if they do another where they go to a wrestling one, I would like the Fiend to show up.
They've done the wrestling ones before. You know, they can do another one.
That'd be kind of freaking cool.
Yeah.
But let's say an actual horror movie villain.
Kevin Spacey from 7?
Ooh, that'd be cool. I was going to go with Martin from Human Centipede 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm just
picturing though I don't know, making an actual procedural, a police procedural with the gang, investigating Kevin Spacey from 7.
All I know is I'm looking up the list, and I think I got to move up my Guess Who Scooby-Doo viewership. Uh-oh. We have Chris Paul. We have this one. It doesn't tell me who's on it. We have Wanda Sykes. We have Sherlock Holmes. We have Ricky Gervais.
I think I see Ricky Berwick. I'm like, oh, my God.
We have Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller. Oh, Jesus. We have Steve Urkel.
I like Urkel.
I know.
Yeah, Jim
Jim Gallo. Thank you. Weird Al Yankovic. Okay. This one doesn't. Oh, is that?
Tiger King?
Is that Lady Gaga?
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't tell. I'll have to look it up, but I think Yeah, I think she might have been too big for that.
Yeah, but none of those beat. What's in the rock, Shraggy?
And Kenan Thompson and uh-oh. Well, there we go. Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew the Batman one was recent.
Well, no, there's the Batman movie one that's recent, and he's in this also.
Yeah. What is the OG Scooby-Doo? That's Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
That's the very first one.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was trying to remember.
Okay. Now, I don't want to... Who hates Scrappy-Doo besides me?
Like the character? I like him a little bit. He's all right.
I liked when I was a kid. He's just annoying now. He's no scaredy-doo.
Well, I got no beef with Scrappy.
Right.
Don't they basically kill him and like the leave him on the side of the road or something in the live action?
And that's creepy Uncle Dan, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what happened in the movie. I'm wholesome, Uncle Dan. Aside from a couple things, I was pretty good.
Now I have to bleep it.
Excellent. Well, on that note, shall we let everybody continue on with their day and say peace out?
Yes, we can. Join us next Saturday morning with another one. Hopefully, Creepy Uncle Dan is grooming and will not be joining us, but we'll find out.
Are we going to say what we're reviewing?
Yeah, let's. Revenge the Lost the Pilot.
Oh, yeah. So this actually, that episode was recorded before we did this, but it's Halloween, so we figured what better way to kick it off than with the Scooby-Doo on Halloween. So next week, we'll be flying the high skies with the Red Baron. Dan, tell everybody have a good morning or good afternoon.
Whatever the case, I hope you're having a magical day.
Come on, now you got to drop out of frame again. All right, we're out. Good morning.
Enjoy your rest of your day.
Watch out for Dan.
Happy Halloween, everybody.